Hi, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm back in operations here looking at the latest update from the National Hurricane Center, the 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central update on Tropical Storm Gordon. The radar representation still showing the big band of precipitation to the east side of the center. And over the last couple images here, you can see right around the center, a little more convection associated with Gordon, trying to become a little stronger, but still maintaining the same 65 miles an hour, moving northwest at 15 miles an hour. But right around the center, you can see is the visible satellite, some of the increase in the clouds, right, associated with some of those stronger storms right around the center. But the real concentration, just like we've been mentioning, you got to watch these rain bands. If you look some of these areas here, you can see some of these rain bands sitting for a prolonged period of time, and that's where we see some of the heaviest rainfall associated with Gordon. The brand new forecast is much of the same. We have the 10 a.m. Location right where the X is, but I do want to make a point with the yellow area here. We always talk about the conditions being outside the cone. We talk about the rainfall and also the winds. This map actually can show us some of the winds, the tropical storm force winds extending outside the cone. So we have to watch that with time. Remember, that cone is a cone of uncertainty where the center could be two-thirds of the time, not necessarily a cone of impacts. With time, we still think there's a small window here to become a hurricane before landfall, and that's why this red area here is where our hurricane warning is located. Now, remember, whether it becomes a hurricane or stays a tropical storm, the impacts are nearly the same in this case with the heavy rainfall and looking at the storm surge. Let's go ahead and look at that a little bit. This is the rainfall that we expect. The rainfall forecast, a couple locations we need to look at. Right along the coast, you look at the Florida Panhandle, Alabama, and into Mississippi, but also up into Arkansas with time. You can see some really heavy rainfall. So you don't just have to be along the coast to get this heavy rain. And then with time, all this tropical moisture flows northward, and you can see it gets caught up in the flow. Heavy rainfall stretching well north into Iowa and also the Great Lakes. So the rainfall could cause some definitely some flooding when you get 4 to 8 inches. But also when we look at up to 12 inches in some places, that can considerably cause issues. The storm surge, let's look at that a little bit. I did want to say we still have the storm surge warning that hasn't changed from before, from Shell Beach all the way to the east end of Dauphin Island. And some of these areas could get 3 to 5 feet of the storm surge. But folks, that's not everywhere. It's really where the water gets trapped in some of these estuaries around Diamond Head and these places where the bayous come together and the water gets trapped. And also right along the immediate coastline, you could get some of those values as well. So if you live in some of the areas where you traditionally get some of this water from storm surge, you need to be watching out because you could get some values that could cause some problems for you. So really trying to look at this afternoon, conditions going down and into tonight. So we really need to be prepared and be ready for Tropical Storm Gordon. So once again, this has been Ken Graham right here in the operations area, keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Gordon. So preparedness needs to be complete and get ready for the storm. Watch out for the rain and water.